Hey, you ever heard that expression, get a leg up? That's what we're talking about today. Stay tuned. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. All right, today's a busy, busy day for me. I don't know about what you're doing, but today I have two network meetings scheduled, and that's why I'm known as a success connector, because I'm out there all the time connecting with people. If you're listening in for the very first time, I want to first of all thank you. Thank you so very much for being on this show today. And you're probably wondering, who is this Gabbin with Gale that thinks she can grow my business? Here's what I do to help you grow your business. I help you connect. I help you connect either social media wise or offline, because I've been in the business world for quite a few years. And one of the things that I have developed is a great networking skills. And so that I share those. And over the past several years, I've actually been part of a company and still am part of a company that shows businesses how to stay connected to their customers so they retain their customers. But first, you have to get that customer. So I decided about a year ago to study internet marketing so that I could get in front of more people and help more people grow their business. And so I went on this mission of I was going to learn internet marketing. A year later, well, I guess it was about 9 months later, I'm like, oh my goodness, I have learned something. I've learned I really don't like doing this. I don't like doing solo ads. I don't like this. What I do like to do is like to talk to people. I like to do videos. I like to share. I like to help people. So how can I take this part of what I've learned and expand it to in a bigger way? And I came up with the idea of interviewing people and putting that out there on a free teleconferencing line, until I met someone that shared with me, a Sam Crowley, that shared his passion for podcasting. When he shared that, the light bulb went off. I thought, that's how I can help more people. So here's how I've expanded upon that. Monday through Thursday, I bring you life lessons, my stories, my experience, because here's what I know. I learn from other people's experiences. I learned how to become the person that's known for her enthusiasm. I went from being a person that saw the glass half empty to seeing it overflowing. How did I learn that? I learned that through a book. I learned that through somebody else's success stories. So I bring those to you. I bring something that's trending at the time. I bring you, I hope, some humor, because I love to laugh and I love to make people laugh. And then on Fridays, we have so much fun because I interview someone about their life stories, where they've come from and what their journey is all about, so that you can learn from somebody else's experience, so that you have that light bulb moment, or maybe something somebody says keeps you from making that missteps. I brought you vocational coaches. I've brought you chocolatiers. I've brought you people that do amazing fitness hoops. I bring you a variety of people because we have a variety of tastes out there. Most recently, I've embarked on bringing a video series to you, how to effectively connect, how to go out there either online or offline and actually be effective in your networking time and energy. If you'd like to know more about that, you can visit me at www.gailfoleyshow.com, and that's Gail, G-A-I-L, Foley, F-O-L-E-Y. com. And you can go right there to look at my past podcasts. You can get all the information about all the speakers, the guests that I've had, so that you can just click on their links and go right to their pages to find out what they're more about. And you can also register to get my tips and strategies for successful connecting. And when you do that, I'm going to also be sending out my video tips every single day, but only if you register. I'm putting them out there, but if If you register, you can make sure that you can get them, or you can actually subscribe to my YouTube channel. That would be Gail Foley. YouTube channel. So I have sometimes get on a roll and forget to give you a station break. So there's my station break. I might stop and give you another one. I don't know. We just play it by ear here. I don't script it out. I'm just winging it because that's what I do. Except if you invite me to speak at a presentation, then I create something a little bit more so I don't go off the script. But for now, we're going to just wing it and talk about this leg up on your future is what I want to talk about. I've been in business, like I said, for many, many years. I've been doing my own thing, probably 14 years. I have been in many different career fields, and I have been very fortunate to enjoy the different stages of different things that I've done. It's just been amazing for me. But I am very unemployable. I have a very independent streak. In fact, I had that when I was just 2 years old. Maybe I was a little bit older, maybe four. I don't remember exactly. Wish my mom was alive. She could relate the story to you better. But she always told me what an independent little snot I was from the age of two. So maybe that's why that stuck in there. But she was very pregnant with my brother. And so I had to have been about three and a half. And all of a sudden, she thought I was playing in the backyard with my neighbor friend. And, you know, this was in the early 50s. Whoa, I just gave my age away. Whoa. Okay, never mind. Erase that. No. Anyway, she suddenly noticed that I was gone. And she just went into a panic like any mother would do, just went frantic. And, of course, our world was a safer world then, but still, your child's missing. And so she's up and down all these streets. We lived in a development, and just all the streets just, you know, connected from one end to another. She's running up and down the neighborhood, and she's going along, and all of a sudden, this pickup truck pulls up next to her. And he says, "Ma'am," he said, "I think I might have something you're looking for." And there I am in the back of the truck with my little neighbor friend, Jimmy, with his wagon. And the story goes that he had told me that we were going to go to his grandma's house. And so let's just get in the wagon and I'll pull you to grandma's house. We were getting ready to cross one of the most dangerous highways in the country when this truck driver saw us and knew we were not where we were supposed to be. And so he put us in the back of his truck and started going backwards to where he thought we had come to find my mother and, of course, Jimmy's mother. And so I've had this thing about not following orders too well, stay in the backyard, don't go here, don't do that. So I haven't been able to stay in the backyard with employees for very long. I sort of have my own mind about how things should be run. So I am an entrepreneur at heart. I jump off a cliff to see if I'm going to land on my feet or I'm going to fall and roll over and have to jump back up. However it plays out, that's what I do. But finding the right path to doing that, as we talked about with my vocational coach, Craig Nathanson, a couple weeks ago, is not always laid out for you like a roadmap. It's like, okay, you're going to go here and you got a detour. You're going to go here. Oh, there's another detour. Oh, crap. Where in the heck am I supposed to go next? And you just wander around and you don't know what your purpose is. You don't know what your passion is. And you're just like, oh, my gosh. And so for me, you know, I 10 years ago or more, I decided that, you know, I was going to be an internet marketer. This was long before my last venture into it. And so my process was, I was going to build this website and build content. Content is king. Content was king then. Content is king now. And so what I was going to do was build this massive affiliate site. And every product, every book, everything that I did was going to be on that site with my own personal recommendation. I was building a website of massive amount of pages. I was up 60 pages at the end of a year. Not making any money, but oh my goodness, I was putting the content out there. And then along came the network marketing company that I got involved with and was involved with for very much promoting the business, building a team, building an organization, helping lots and lots of people keep in contact with their businesses. But I'm one of these people that I need to be constantly growing. I need constant connecting. I just need more. And things happen, and my team decided to join another business, which seems to happen to people a lot because people get antsy. They're not making the money. They don't want to do this anymore. They want to do this. And so things changed, and I got a little bit disheartened about where my progress is going. So I started looking for a better avenue for me to use the same program, but in a different way. And that's why I got on the internet last year. And so I get on the internet, and then I get into podcasting, and I absolutely love podcasting. But how do I do certain things? Well, here's what I mean when I say get a leg up on your future. You got to have a mentor if you want to get there faster. Now, I did not have a mentor, a coach, a teacher, or trainer, or anything when I first got into selling advertising. It took me 2 years of constant self-study to get to be known as a golden girl of advertising. I was in and out of the sales arena selling advertising and back into the corporate world to have a steady salary so I had time to spend until I could get where I needed to be with the advertising, but I wanted it so badly that it was going to happen no matter what I did. But when I look at how the world is now with mentors and coaches and trainers, it's like, oh my goodness, had I had someone back then, it probably wouldn't have taken me 2 years. Well, here I am now doing this podcasting, and I have bought the courses of my mentors, and I have bought the mastermind program with my mentors. Why? Because that gives me a leg up on my future. Because if I have someone right there in front of me that can lead me to where I need to go, I need to take that step. I didn't have that offered to me back in the day when I was first starting out in upstate New York. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have internets. There was no talk of mentors. If there was, I didn't hear about it. I knew nothing. I was going to garage sales and buying books on how to grow your sales force, how to become a successful salesperson, I bought one book. I love this book, No Bull Selling by Hank Trissler. I got to tell you, if you ever find that book, it's an old, old book, but it's No Bull Selling by Hank Trissler. And at the time I bought that book, I was selling cars. I told you I've had a lot of careers. And that was one I did not like. But anyway, it was a very short-lived career. I had enrolled. This guy wanted, like all car sales dealers, I think, they want you to come in and give them all the names of your family and friends and relatives. And even if you leave after all the training, they got all these connections. Well, they really missed out on me because I was a timeshare rep that was coming there on the off season. And I had nobody in the area. I met strangers every single day. But this one company and sales manager decided to offer $500 a week for, I don't know how long it was. I think it was a 2-week period while you went through a 2-week training of how to sell cars. And this guy was brilliant. I really, really related to him immediately. One of the things he wanted us to do was to get a book on sales, read it, and then we had to do a presentation on it. Now, this is a long time ago. And I bought the book, No Bull Selling. It was already torn up and beat up, but oh my goodness, the book is so amazing. And in there, he specifically talks about how he kept going to this car dealership to drive this really fast-paced car, but he wanted to ask questions first. And he would ask these questions of these guys, and he would say, okay, how fast does it go? And the salesperson will just sidestep that, and he'd talk about something else. So Hank would leave. And then he'd come back again and he'd say the same thing. How fast does this baby go? And, you know, get another runaround about, well, the quality of the car and this. And finally, the third time he comes in, the sales manager's been watching him come in. And he comes up to Hank. He says, hey, what's going on? And Hank says, I just want to know how fast this car goes. And so the guy looks around make sure nobody's listening. He says, I have to be really quiet with what I'm going to tell you because I would get in trouble. But I took this baby out and I cranked it up and I opened it up at 142 miles an hour. And oh my goodness, Hank had his answer. And then the guy says to him, he says, but you like leather? And Hank says, yeah, I love leather. He says, let me show you something. So he opens the door a crack. He says, take a whiff of that. And the description in the book of Hank's nose going over the door edge to smell that car leather was magnificent. But his whole point was, listen to the question someone asking you because that's what they're interested in knowing. Don't be giving somebody your script that you were told to do if it's not relatable to the person that's asking the question. So that was a time that I did get a leg up on my future because I had a trainer that understood that the only way that a salesperson or any business person gets really, really good if they embark on personal development, which means reading books of successful people, listening to tapes on successful people, watching movies on successful people. So he was able to give me a leg up on selling cars. Now, I didn't like it and I didn't stick around, but I knew how to sell cars. But now, at this point in time, I have a mentor. And because of that mentor and we just had a coaching call. It was a 30-minute coaching call that it was amazing. I gave him certain questions that I had and certain things I wanted to talk about. And when we got on that phone call, I did not expect what happened. He asked me questions that took me a whole different way. And he started giving me suggestions that were absolutely amazing. And when we got off that 30-minute conference call, I sat down and I typed up 10 very strategic points that he gave me. Things that I'd asked about and things I'd never considered. And so all of a sudden, I have a much clearer picture of my path. And that's why on Friday, my first step of the day was to start what we had talked about, and that was creating a video series. He says, you've got to get momentum, Gail. You've got to get this going, and you've got to carve out a narrower niche, and you've got to do a product, and you've got to do this, and you've got to, and oh my goodness, all of a sudden, I just saw my future. I saw where this was going. As much as I love doing podcasts and I love to do videos, I hadn't strategically planned the next step other than doing those things. So I was so excited, did my very first announcement of this, did my first five little videos yesterday because they're short, so I'm doing them all at once and queuing them up. And then it all ties back in to my podcast. And now I've got another 3 hours of video training here from another mentor that I have embarked on learning from on marketing. So that's what I want to share with you today. If you are in business and you really, really want to learn and you want to get moving faster than you are, then find a coach in your niche. Find that mentor. Find a mastermind group. Get on my tips and strategies for successful connecting. Maybe you'll find them at an event. You'll find them online. If you want to know more about my mentor, you can go to the Gail Foley Show. Gail, G-A-I-L, Foley, F-O-L-E-Y, show.com, and go to my favorites page, and right there at the top, you can click on that. I am an affiliate of it because I wholeheartedly believe in what Sam brings to the table and how much he has helped me. So you want to get there faster, then you need to start your research now, not tomorrow, and find the tools and the people that can help you. Because I'll tell you what, I am so excited to be where I am and just I've been saying for years, I wanted a mentor. I wanted a trainer. I wanted to be part of a mastermind group. I've got it all with Sam Crowley's help. So there you go. You got to go to my page and find how he can help you too. Because he coaches on many things. He coaches on speaking. His love is the podcast and videos. That's what I love to do. So it's a perfect fit for me. Maybe that's not a perfect fit for you, but if you go to my page, maybe somebody else is on there that is, or listen to a couple of my speakers. And Craig Nathanson, he helps you find your purpose. Find him on my website too. So now it's a little past where I like to tie this up in a nice tidy bow with asking you to do me one big favor. And that one big favor is pass on a smile today. You can make a difference in somebody's life simply by catching their eye and giving them a great big smile. So until tomorrow, and I'm not sure what's on the agenda tomorrow because we finished our book, so I'll come up with something new for that. Okay, take care. See you then. Bye-bye. Hey, I just wanted to add this quick PS on here. I wanted to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for being a follower and a listener. I so appreciate you. So I haven't said it in a while. I want to say it now. And I also want to give you a heads up on the fact that I have transitioned the GailFoleyShow.com to WordPress blog posting program that allows me to actually host and post my show right there. So now you can go right to that page. You don't have to go to another page to see the guest information. It's all right there encompassed with the recording. So if you're following me on here, I wanted to let you know that in about 20 days, I will be completely transitioned over. So if you want to keep following me, I really would love for you to go over to that page, subscribe. If you're an iTunes follower, I will be posting a new iTunes feed here very quickly. Part of the reason is I want to brand myself as Gabbin with Gail or Gabbin Gail. And in order to do that, I had to transfer over, transition, get a little bit more professional with how I'm presenting this. And it's all to your benefit because now you only have to go to one place to hear me, to hear the shows, to hear the interviews, to get their information, to find out what resources I'm using. So please, 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 if you want to continue following me, and I so hope you do, that's what's going on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that if you come in here, you don't see any more new shows, that's because they're all on my new platform. So just go over to thegailfoleyshow.com and you won't miss a thing. And thank you again. You have no idea how much you've made my life very special and how much I so appreciate you. I can't put it into words. That's all I can tell you. I just cannot say it enough. Thanks. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gabbin Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.